Hey guys, welcome to Garage Artois. This is episode 8, coming to you live from Sandbox Studios in Santa Barbara, California.
I feel like we all need to practice hearing ourselves in the monitor because it's freaking me out a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what I did is I have this ear, like a mullet, party in the front, right? No, serious in back, so just a little off, you know?
Oh, so you can hear the room.
Yeah.
There was a request from one of our fans to get back to the limo story that we never finished.
So can I tell you something sad?
Uh-oh.
I tried to get Andrew Arnold to come here tonight.
No way.
And he couldn't.
Oh.
I know. I was going to surprise you guys.
That
like, I wanted him to just walk in.
So fucking amazing. I would die.
I wanted there to be a recording of just like a lot of you guys like screaming.
So. We need to hear his version.
I'm so funny. I feel like we should just call him.
Pick up.
Wait, yeah. Have we done our celebrity crushes yet?
Ooh, I have a couple that I like will have to describe to you.
But my rule is you have to name like your number one when you're kind of embarrassed to maybe admit. And then you can also name like a character, right? Like I was really attracted to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, not in real life, but only in Home Improvement. Like you can do one of those too.
I was really attracted to Robin Hood, the cartoon fox.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
They actually made a joke about it on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
He really, what, his voice?
I.
Do, 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 do.
Foxy Robin Hood can get it.
I feel you on that one.
All right, what are the other criteria? You meant like an actual human. I understand
No,
that.
that's the weird
that's the one.
One
you're kind of embarrassed about. Yeah,
that's like a spiritual crush.
And one
who's
of
the voice of
one of the reasons I ask, because I always talk about this manifestation stuff I'm doing, but she talks about expanders and like how you should have couples you admire or people you admire. But one of the things is she's like, if you want to like, you know, manifest something, like you should think of a type you like.
It's celebrity. Almost,
or even if you don't have one in real life, a celebrity, it's like to help your subconscious like pull that in. And I was like, God, I'm all over the place, but I definitely do have a type, but I'm forgetting. I was attracted to, who's the guy? Lena Dunham's boyfriend in Girls.
Adam Driver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why? And the other one who was like a heroin addict. Who was Marnie's boyfriend.
Oh.
What's his name?
Oh, not Charlie.
Charlie.
Not the little one. Charlie was a heroin addict. Charlie, goddamn it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think you two are my expanders. I admire you.
Yeah.
Greatly. Oh. I also have crushes on you. You're my celebrity crushes.
Yay.
Oh, Anne.
Okay, I have two people, two celebrities. And when I was younger, I don't know if everyone was like this, I like used to have like serious celebrity crushes.
Yeah, me too.
Where like when I found out that Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer from Green Day, was married with children, I was like devastated.
Yeah. I would have never thought you would say that.
Eighth grade me loved Dookie.
Luke Perry.
The album.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
The secret song.
Where like I really actually wanted to be married to him.
Yeah.
I still feel the pain of picking up his Rolling Stone cover magazine and reading about his wife and his just family. Being like crushed to dirt.
Is he still married?
I think they actually are still married. He made it last.
Surprised.
Which now I'm at a healthy point. I would rather that these famous people be happily married to someone else than have to put up with my bullshit.
Mm.
So that's good. I have two people who I feel very creepy about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to, like, go out to dinner with them. I want to, like, keep them in my basement.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Like,
I want to,
like, sex
own
slaves?
Them.
No.
I maybe them. I just hadn't gotten far enough to figure out what I was going to do with them. I want to, like, own them.
Okay.
Like, if I could, like, hex them and, like, keep their spirit or something.
Like, keep them like chained to a door? Like, just voodoo?
It's not that graphic. It's just, like, so it's Jack White.
Mm.
I just, like,
you have a type I've never thought.
It's
like,
is it
it's like a rocker.
Oh, yeah.
It's like anti-establishment rocker.
Well, the other one is Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, my God. That's mine.
Timothy.
I dipped him. Dips.
Yeah, you can dip him. He's in Santa Clarita Diet right now with Drew
Barrymore. Which I don't love.
Nah, it's not that great. But he did Deadwood.
Justified.
I saw him at a party once. He was
very
with,
lanky.
Yep.
He was with the Giada De Laurentiis. I think they were friends.
I hate her.
Your She's name can't be Marnie Oliphant, though.
It isn't going
hot?
To be because
he's a hottie.
I get him.
Okay.
Because I said dibby dibby tap tap before she did.
Dibby dibby tap tap.
He was on Conan one time and he was actually very annoying. So I think who I really love is his character.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sheriff. He's always the sheriff.
Raylan Givens. Oh,
that's Justified. Right?
If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it.
I'm gonna do is go home and binge watch 8 episodes after this.
It's so good. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I think it's on Hulu.
Probably.
Yeah. It's really good.
All right, you have to have another celebrity crush.
The one that's kind of awkward is Zac Efron because that was like Maya's. We would watch like High School Musical, and I'd be like, "This is
wrong.
This is uncomfortable." Yeah. He's like. Like, robotically attractive.
He's very.
I think Justin
He's
Bieber's
also,
hot.
I think, from San Luis Obispo.
He is!
Yes!
Is he?
That's so God weird. Damn it. San Luis Obispo turning them out.
Turning those bodies out.
Okay, you muttered.
No, I've always, ever since Never Say Never, which everyone should watch, it's an amazing documentary on Justin Bieber. It really is. It's really well done. I think he's so sexy. I also have a very big crush on Jack Black. Always have.
Oh, that's fun.
He just makes me laugh, you know? And I feel like we would just love each other.
He's also, I believe, happily married.
Going around like
to his high school sweetheart. He grew up in Santa Monica.
So Justin Bieber is 24 years old.
Yum.
You a cougar?
Well, 24 is not like 18. You know, people get married at 24.
to other 24-year-olds, or?
I can never marry him. I just want to, like, make out with him, you know?
Maybe even now?
Yeah. Like, I would do it right now. I would date him. He's so... You don't think he's hot?
I'm not judging you, because I could objectively understand how people might think he's hot.
Yes.
So I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I was just clarifying, because he seems like he's a little bit of a hot mess right now.
He is a hot mess. But I thought we were just talking about, like, our celebrity crush, not like I would actually marry... Like,
you don't have to marry him.
Yeah.
No. No.
I also had a crush on Usher Raymond in high school.
Oh, sure.
U-S-H-E-R. Well,
and he sort of...
Yeah, he was mentor Bieber to Bieber.
In spotlight.
I thought you were relating him to her somehow, and I'm like, he what? What did he do?
He's my brother. I'm joking. You know Russian trolls get paid a lot of money?
Like how much money?
Like a lot.
Make it worth my time. I'll troll you.
I'll troll you.
I think we'd be good trolls.
Yeah.
I always like love hearing the stories how people met, and it's like never has it been like we were sitting next to each other on a plane, we were at a soccer match and he looked up at me, like you know,
because that's all like Tinder now.
Yeah, it's all like we met through an app or we met through a friend of a friend.
Well, I happen to know that Marie has a very cute how we met story.
Will you tell us?
You want to share?
We did. We met at Second.
Wait, first
City.
Of all, how old were you?
Oh, when Harry and I met.
Yeah,
like. Oh, my gosh. 23?
You were 23 years old.
When we met, yeah.
That's younger than Justin Bieber.
But how old were you when you got married? No, I'm just kidding.
We, 28.
Yeah.
I was 28.
Okay, so how did you meet?
We met in class, in improv class at Second City in L.A. Hollywood. My mom... signed me up for the class. And my current boyfriend was paying for it.
<That's> Your boyfriend great. At the time.
My boyfriend at the time, not my current boyfriend. Yeah.
Your current boyfriend is your husband. The guy you met.
And was it, crush? Or were you like, or was he like funny?
Oh, because he wasn't interested in me right away, I just assumed he was gay.
What's it like to be you, Marie? Well, he wasn't interesting, so clearly homosexual.
He didn't want me right away. No. It was funny because it was weird that my mom, because she was in our class too, so it was my mom and I did the class together.
Your mom was in the class
with
you?
Yeah, my mom was in the class with me. So she signed us up. Because
she had to drive you. No, you're 23. You can drive. Okay, yeah.
But we, yeah, we did carpool together.
You're like, bye, class. Harry. Bye, Mom.
But it was weird that Harry and my mom and I, we all met at the same time. Like, they were friends. Like, Harry was friends with my mom, and we were all friends before, like, we started dating. It's kind of a weird thing to think
about. So I didn't know that he had any sort of acting aspirations.
He didn't really. What? I don't know why.
He was just there to meet chicks?
Probably. I think his girlfriend at the time was paying for his classes. Like, she... It was weird. Scandalous.
Note to self, never give a class as a gift.
No, yeah. Exactly. He was worried that he bought me classes, the stand-up classes, last couple Christmases ago.
He was like, this is the nail in the coffin.
He was like, uh-oh.
And how long did it take before he was like, I want to ask you and your mom out?
She could chaperone. Oh, my gosh. It didn't take long for us to, like, we hung out. We maybe, like, smoked weed and at break or something and would go back up to class. Because classes were, like, 3 or 4 hours long. It was, like, an all-day thing. Yeah, it was, like, we drove down and you're in class for 3 hours and you have, like, a little break. And then it's, like, every Sunday or whatever day it was. Every Sunday. So we spent a lot of time together.
What was he doing at that point?
I think he was on Deadwood. He was a PA on Deadwood.
And did he live in L.A. and you lived in San Luis Obispo?
He lived in L.A. I was about to break up with Zac Efron. I was in Ventura. Yeah, he was in... No, I was living in Newbury Park with my BF.
Yeah. Wow. So you all right, I want to go out with you, but I have to break up with my current BF?
I think...
I need the details.
This is terrible. This is bad. I think we went on our, like, actual... First date.
Trial date.
I was still a trial date. Yeah. I was still dating BF.
Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark.
BF. Bad. But I did, yeah. I eventually was like, I have feelings for this guy. I gotta break it off.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's major.
It was like back and forth for a little while. We were like, oh, we'll just be friends and we'll
hang out. It never works.
And then, yeah, I was like, ugh.
Maybe I should sign romantic. Up. Maybe I should sign up for a class.
Yeah, do it.
What kind of class would you take?
See, that's the hard part. Like, everyone's like, "Why don't you take comedy or improv?" I'm like, "Cause that, like, the thought of I would rather give a 40-minute speech on microbiology than take a class on improv."
Why?
It's just not my thing. It makes me completely nervous. Yeah. I feel it's too much pressure. It's like, you know, just like some people might love food they don't want to cook.
Which is so interesting because I think you're so much fun on the podcast, and that's all this is us just listening to each other and reacting.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just improv.
I feel like I did it once in high school, and it was just, I felt, if I'm not being my authentic self, I get actually really uncomfortable and awkward, and it's, my energy change is very visible.
Yeah. Mm.
So when someone's like, all right, you're in a kitchen, and a dog walks in, I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to do this. This is so awful. Like, please make it stop.
Yeah.
I get that. You are very authentic.
Yeah, you know.
You're true blue.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, Courtney, you had shared a couple articles before. Did you want to get to those?
Yeah, so there's... Well, one of them was a little more philosophical. It was a very, very long, long article, and the audio story was better. But essentially, it was an ethics call on when should you be pronounced brain dead, and what does that mean? And for me, at first going into it, I was like, the second I can't use my body, like, rip the cord. And then after reading the article, I was kind of like, what is the moral question of if your brain's still working but your exterior can't show that, are you actually brain dead? And what constitutes death? When is death legally okay to pull the plug? And the interesting question was, a lot of the healthcare systems now, with how tumultuous our healthcare system is, New York is one of the only states that allows people to keep their children on life support longer. So the mother in the story kept her kid on longer than normal because she was like, I know she's still in there. And it was a very interesting article and the whole debate on what do you do in that situation.
Yeah. Years.
Yeah.
She's kept her on for years.
Which I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. What would you do if that happened?
I mean, to me, that seems like she just feels guilty.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be a call on, why am I doing this, and am I hurting the rest of my family?
Which, in that story, it sounds like they really have just given up everything to keep her alive.
Yeah.
And she has no brain activity, essentially. Yeah. She was declared legally dead in the state of California. And at first, Courtney, I have to tell you, I almost didn't want to talk about this because when I first started reading it, I was like, this is an issue in the African-American community.
Yeah.
This isn't something.
It was very racial at first, yeah.
Very. And I was like, this is not for us to talk about. And the farther I got into it, I actually felt devastated when I read it because I think it's 4 years. I don't have it in front of me. The girl's been brain dead, and I'm going to use air quotes, but legally, brain dead for years on life support. And what I felt so sad about is I just thought, like, what if that mom really believes in God, if she really believes in heaven, why would she keep her daughter the way that
shackled.
She is? Just without any hope of recovery.
Yeah.
That why wouldn't she let her daughter go to somewhere that they believe is
better than
God's promise?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, at the end of it, I just felt really devastated for that mom that she doesn't have anyone in her life who's spiritually guiding her toward the fact that our physical bodies are quite temporary and that it's very sad to see a child laying in a bed that way. But if she believes that her life is in the afterlife, why not let her go?
Yeah.
And in fact, they end the story with the mom saying, I'm going to ask her where she's been. And I was just like, she hasn't fucking been anywhere because you're not letting her go.
Yeah.
That they're doing what maybe, like you said, out of guilt feels right. And it's just so wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not a religious person, but, you know, I've had to say goodbye to, you know, my grandparents who, my grandma died of cancer and it's going to make me cry. I had to lean over her bed and say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
But I let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel so bad for this little girl that, you know, her mom isn't letting her move on as a spiritual being to go have, if she believes it, an eternal life with her Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, there's just such an emptiness to what they're doing when you really look at, like, just let her go.
Yeah.
Selfishness, too, I think.
Yeah.
And is the mom, is she I'm going to ask her where she was. She's really thinking she's coming back.
I know.
Like, she's holding on to that. Is that what is happening?
And then it's like, I would want a follow-up essay on what is making this mom hold on if it's not guilt. And it's like, similar situation to you, Anne, where my grandma died at 94. Mm-hmm. So lived a great life. And the hospice worker said, sometimes you have to whisper in their ear, it's okay to let go. Because they will hold on and it's just something she's witnessed throughout having, you know, old people die in hospice care. And so the only thing I can think of is this mom actually genuinely thinks there's hope.
Yeah.
But at what point, like you said, are you, like, are her other kids being neglected? Is her husband still, like, this is
They've
insane?
They've given up everything.
Yeah, well, everything.
The spiritual guide, I think, is what, you're right, Anne, because I'm sure all the medical professionals have advised the family that there's really no hope, but someone in her church or something.
I think the so I talked about this, my friend texted me the article and said, listen to it on your phone, the audio file. And afterwards we got in this discussion of, like, why is our culture so afraid of spirituality and death? Like, we have a lot of things going for us, but at the same time, I don't think a lot of people know how to deal with the afterlife and death and or have the resources to actually comprehend that. And that was a sad part. It's like, at what point can you not rejoice this life?
Yeah. Do you believe in afterlife?
Yeah. I think,
Do you believe in heaven?
Yeah.
What do you...
So I was raised really Christian, and I think the ignorant thing to say is I don't believe in God when I haven't fully studied it fully. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's I can't say yes or no to heaven or hell or Jesus if I haven't been actively pursuing that. So I won't say I don't believe in it, but I definitely believe we go somewhere and we're not just physical beings. But yeah.
Marie, do you believe in the afterlife?
Something. Yeah, I was raised Catholic, super Catholic too, and it was always heaven and hell and purgatory, you get stuck.
Yeah.
And then, like,
What do you do to get out of purgatory?
I don't know. I don't, yeah.
You don't die. You stay on life. I'm joking.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, I mean.
Maybe that's an
issue.
It's
like 1 foot in the real life, 1 foot in the afterlife. I don't know. I don't, yeah. But I do believe, I mean, I believe in something. Either your mind transcends, your body can turn into dust, but hopefully, you know, your spiritual and your mind transcends into the universe and you become Stephen Hawking.
Ah, Stephen. Also, speaking of afterlife, I heard Coco was really good. The Pixar movie.
So, yeah, it's really good.
If you haven't seen it, I really recommend it. I actually watched it like a week ago.
Was it good?
It's so good.
Okay.
And then I watched the special features afterward, and they talk about how many different ways they made sure that they were respectful of the Mexican culture, and it made me love the movie 1,000
Even
times
more.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Coco was my nickname, and it wasn't until college that people started calling me Courtney, to the point where even my principal would call me Coco.
No way.
Can I call you Coco?
No, because Coco sounds like a stripper, or now, Mexican Pixar movie.
Fun fact. Counter fun fact. Coco is not the little boy.
Oh, who is Coco?
It's like great-grandma.
Great-grandma.
Oh, grandma.
I know, but even when I think about the movie, I picture the little boy and I think Coco.
Yeah.
Wait, so I can't call you Coco?
No, because it was like, you know, Coco was my name. And then think about it, Kokomo, Kokomole, like there were so many variations.
Coco was my name, oh.
B-I-C-O.
C-O-M-O.
I'm not a Coco, though. I'm not.
You're not.
No.
I want to call you Court.
Yeah.
Court. Is that okay?
Yeah, Court.
Marie, do you have any? Harry calls you Mimi.
He calls me Marnie.
Marnie.
I love that. Marnie.
What? I think it's funny.
It is funny, but it's not my name.
But don't you think that, like, I feel like anyone I know who has nicknames, like Coco kind of sounds like Courtney, but it's not Court.
Really. Yeah.
Marnie. Right.
It's kind of like Marie, but
I love Marnie.
Yeah.
Do you have any nicknames?
My parents call me Ree or Reeby.
That's cute. Reeby.
Reeby. My brothers call me Ree, but yeah, Marnie. Everyone's starting to call me Marnie or Marns.
Marns.
Who is everyone?
Like, I respond to it now all the time. And like Maya will call me that sometimes. People at work will call
me that. I've heard Maya call you that before.
My like sister-in-law and like her group of friends that we all kind of hang out with, they'll call me Marnie.
I'm going to call you Markeisha.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, Nick, first of all, you're very sensitive with names, so I want to know your nickname. And then I think we did this earlier, but I actually then want to go around and talk about if we know why we were named what we were named.
Oh, I have a good one. Nothing is shorter than Anne.
You're like, so, my nickname was
My family calls me Annie.
My dad
calls me Annie Banani.
Aww.
But that's it. I've never had any kind of a nickname. Sometimes people call me Halleck, but nothing shorter than Anne. I was named after a horse.
No.
It was not our horse. It was a horse, and the horse's name was actually Annie, but I'm just Annie.
And did this horse, like, waltz into your driveway one day?
Where did this horse come from? My grandparents used to live on a farm
up
in San Ynez, and the horse lived on the farm. But I actually don't know who owned the horse.
It was just there.
She was just there. Annie was just there.
Annie, the horse.
Yeah. I know.
Is she still alive?
No. I'm 36. I'm 36. I'm older than every horse that's alive.
How old do horses live for?
They can live to like...
Sorry, that scared me.
Oh.
Shadows.
I think maybe like almost 20, if I had to guess.
I don't know.
Do horses live 20 years?
They live a long time. I'm going to Google it for you.
Yeah.
That's... Please.
average
horse
lifespan. At a fingertip.
Horse. 25 to 30 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe Annie is still alive.
Should we go and find Annie?
Well, let's go on a quest. The incredible journey to find Annie the horse. Annie. My namesake.
That's great.
We'd love to meet Annie.
Next episode, tune in from Santa Ynez Hills.
Courtney, how did they pick your name? You're almost Tiffany.
I was almost Tiffany.
Which, what candy are you eating right now?
The Haribo, how do you pronounce it? Peaches.
The peach
The sour peaches.
Aren't they so good?
And Anne
so
bought a good. Pound of them, and it's I'm going to... They're 5 pounds?
What?
Wait, this is what 5 pounds feels like on my body?
Yeah, I know. Don't do that to yourself.
Ew.
I think 5 pounds of gummies weighs more than 5 pounds of body weight.
Okay, good to know. Do you want to know 6 pieces?
Oh, 12 no.
12 pieces have 300 calories.
I believe
12.
That. They're That's not good.
I've had 17 since we've started.
I know. Okay. But you know what my favorite part is? It's when you bite into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this part is like clear.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
And then yeah, you can the kind of squeeze it and it sort of sticks out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Candy's so good.
Another one. I actually noticed that Marie has not opened or shared
the gummy bears.
The gummy
we
bears.
We can get into them.
No. You don't want to share. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, not true.
I used to, like, putting gummy bears in the freezer.
What?
What happens?
You just, well, before I knew how, you soak them in vodka.
Oh.
You used to put them in the freezer so then you could suck on them and just they would last longer.
Okay, so I just tried the octopus. Bears.
For the first time?
Are they good?
Yeah. The flavor is delightful.
Yeah.
The texture is very interesting. They're almost a little gritty.
Yeah.
Are they all different flavors or the same?
I don't know, I only tried one.
Oh, that smell reminds me of, like, tennis camp when I'm third grade.
It's, like, a little too much machine for me, though, those things.
Yeah. They're just extra and aggressive, like everything I like in life, you know?
I'm afraid I'm going to choke. Do you know the Hamlet?
No, I don't.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had so much candy.
Something to myself is what you're telling me.
I'll try. Don't get mad if I break your ribs.
No, I won't. Well... Okay, if you do the Heimlich on me and you break my ribs and you save my life,
yes,
forgiven.
Right.
If you do the Heimlich on me, you break my ribs and I die, I'm gonna come back and haunt you.
Okay.
Okay. So save my life.
I will.
Okay. I'm glad we talked that through. Now you know whether or not I believe in the afterlife. Only if you're a ghost haunting someone.
Do you think ghosts exist? There was one in Three Men and a Baby, so the answer is yes.
Leonard Nimoy? Wait, who did we say it was?
In every episode, we just randomly, when it's time, I just say Leonard Nimoy.
Wait, who was?
It was Nimoy. We were saying it was his future ghost.
His future ghost.
Because
time. He directed it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
That he was alive, but also haunted it.
No, I mean that. He directed Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
I mean,
you
not
know.
That actors turn into directors,
it was the
I 80s. Get it, but
it was a tough time.
He was in home for Spock, and you're just like, whoa.
Courtney, do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever had an experience with a ghost?
I'll have weird intuitions. Like, I'll think there's an energy or a force somewhere. Normally, always, like, friendly, but there's been a couple times where I'm just, like, this energy's off. There's something bad here. And the only time I've, like, ever seen a ghost, I think it falls into the realm of more of, like different dreaming, where you're dreaming, but you're at the point where you think you're awake, so you're seeing something.
I'm into that. Hmm.
So when I did some, like, research, I realized I was probably in a state of consciousness where I was actually sleeping, but it felt like I was... present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only kind of interaction I've had where I thought someone else was in the room, but then I like woke up and it was a dream, but it was so real that it was terrifying.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you think that you were hallucinating, or do you think that you were actually like in a different plane of consciousness?
I think different plane of consciousness.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Marie, ghost stories?
I had one story that personally happened to me that, but there was a room full of people. So usually you hear ghost stories, you're like, oh, you're by yourself and it's kind of creepy.
Oh, this is creeping me out for some reason.
But the, I was working at Zoe's when they were still in the El Jardin courtyard and we were in the upstairs loft and there was, it was a full music concert. Like I was bartending and there was a full room of people. But I've heard stories of that whole courtyard being haunted. It was the first outdoor mall in California, if you can believe that. And there's this weird basement in Zoe's. Like, no one ever wanted to go down there by themselves. Like, you would always, like, pair up and go to the basement of Zoe's. There's a, like, legit basement down there. And it's just, like, the stairs are super, like,
tall,
far apart. Yeah. And just, like, it's a dirt floor. It's just, like, creepy as fuck. But I was upstairs at Zoe's. I was bartending, watching the music. And the bar is probably, it's not that, maybe 4 feet long. It's not like a huge bar.
The ghost.
And there's a wine rack, or a glass, wine glass rack on the other side of the bar. So I was at one side of the bar, and the wine glass was at the other side of the bar, like seriously 4 feet away from me. And usually if a glass falls from the wine rack, it will just kind of like vibrate down and fall like straight down. So in this particular instance, a wine glass literally flew across the room and hit the bottom of my foot and broke, like shattered.
Mm.
And I like turned around and everyone at the bar was like shaking their head. I don't know what just happened. I saw that glass literally fly
4 feet
across the room.
So a ghost threw a glass at me. So it was a poltergeist.
Maybe. They didn't like me.
So people actually saw it happen, though.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the F? And people just, like, arms up, emoji, shaking their head.
I think that we should look into whether or not that place is haunted.
I think it is.
I mean, like, who's haunting it?
Okay.
Sorry. I said that in the wrong way.
I feel like you fully believe in them and have some crazy stories.
I don't know if I believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
The closest I ever came that I can think of immediately is when Tommy and I lived in Austin the first year. We lived in this really old house. And the first couple weeks that I lived there, I could feel something.
Mm.
And I was starting to go to sleep one night. And I just said out loud, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Whoa.
And I never felt it again.
Ugh.
So that was weird.
That's eerie.
Yeah. And I never felt like they wanted to harm me. I just felt like someone was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if, like, hey, you're in my house.
Yeah. Like, right. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casper, the 1993, or, like, whatever year it is, version with Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Watched it. Still holds up.
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa.
Oh, where's he?
Crush
where
on
is
him.
He?
I was also a little too old to have a crush on him at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I was... Let's just say he was junior high age. I was like well into high school, maybe. Let's check the dates so that I don't sound like
did he age well?
I don't think so. He was in that movie Little Giants.
Oh, with Icebox.
He did the ones where...
Oh, good job, 95.
The scary movie where he got off the plane and it crashed. And
oh, Final Destination.
The first one was okay.
I have a little bit of a bombshell to share with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. Devin Sawa is alive and well.
Oh.
First of all, he's born in 1978.
Oh.
My shame was misplaced, other than the fact that he was playing a child
movie. Do you feel great now?
95. I was in high school. He was playing a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Ghost?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, bombshell.
Still?
Yeah. He did not play the voice of Casper. He only played what they call Casper on screen.
Mm.
The voice of Casper was someone named Malachi Pearson.
What does he look like?
He sort of looks like Will Forte.
Oh, not what I was thinking.
No.
Why wouldn't they have the same actor do the voice? Which I think...
I think because maybe Malachi was like a little beat up. Didn't have that little giant... marquee going for him.
Malachi has the same hair as Roger from Doug.
What is he doing now? Where's Malachi now?
He has the
now?
Same jacket.
He is Roger from Doug.
Is it Roger? Roger's the mean one?
Yeah, he's like the purple face with the orange weird hair. He's the mean one.
Look,
yeah.
It's his jacket, too.
Malachi Pearson.
We got to put this in the show notes.
Yeah. I like him.
You like him?
You like him?
You like his luck? To him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's from San Luis Obispo.
Shut up.
Let's find him out. Let's have him on the show.
It actually says San Luis Obispo County, which makes me wonder, like, if you're not even from San Luis Obispo proper, you're from nowhere.
What if we find County, yeah. Annie the horse and invite Malachi? Wait, I love that Marie's attracted to him.
Oh, here he is, boning down Christina Ricci.
Oh, my God.
Casper, he was so friendly.
A little too friendly.
A little too friendly. You know how they were like, in certain Disney movies, there's really like awful things that happen, like sex is spelled in the fire in Lion King? Well, we proved one in Little Mermaid when they're getting married. The priest has a boner, and I remember like stopping it and seeing that. Awful.
How old were you?
Like older.
Okay. Because I didn't know what a boner was.
I wasn't 4, being like, Mom, where's the boner?
You're like, I read online that there's a boner.
Also, what did we do before online?
Like, we just didn't know shit.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. It's Anne, Courtney, and Marie signing off for tonight. Please join us next week. We'll see you soon.